This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A 43-year-old man shot and killed nine people in Hanau, a suburb of Frankfurt, Germany, overnight. Authorities suspect racist motives. Ryan Brooks of Reuters has a report.
Multiple shootings in Germany left several people dead in Hanau, a city outside Frankfurt. Police say the gunman suspected of killing them has been found dead in his home hours later on Thursday. They also say a second body was found at the home. Authorities said on Twitter there was no indication any other suspects were involved. It also says the investigation is ongoing. The suspects had opened fire at two shisha bars in the city. Special forces chased the gunmen, who fled in a dark-colored car. The motive for the shootings is still unclear. Authorities have set up a hotline for the public to report information that could aid the police. It comes just 4 days after a shooting at a Berlin concert venue where one person was killed and several others were injured.
That was Ryan Brooks of Reuters reporting. China is reporting its biggest daily drop in new coronavirus cases since the outbreak began more than 2 months ago. Beijing's National Health Commission said there were just 394 confirmed new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, down from 1,749 the previous day. This represents the largest one-day falloff since last month. Meanwhile, the death toll tops 2,100, while the total number of confirmed infections stands at well over 74,500. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone, is scheduled for sentencing in federal court a short time from now for his felony conviction for lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction of justice stemming from the 2016 Russian election meddling probe. Prosecutors wanted Stone to serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but U.S. Attorney General William Barr overruled them, saying their recommendation was too harsh. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. It was a first for the Democratic presidential primary campaign here in the U.S., a debate appearance by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He was one of a half dozen White House hopefuls on the stage in Las Vegas. As expected, he was a favored target in the NBC debate. Here is the AP's Ed Donahue.
Bloomberg was looking ahead to November.
I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump.
Bernie Sanders went off on Bloomberg's wealth.
We are sick and tired of billionaires like Mr. Bloomberg seeing huge expansions of their wealth while a half a million people sleep out on the street.
And Elizabeth Warren went after Mike Bloomberg's character.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg.
Bernie Sanders came under attack from Joe Biden and Bloomberg for his embrace of democratic socialism. I'm Ed Donahue.
At the outset of the Democratic primary campaign, former Vice President Joe Biden was riding high in the polls. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says things have changed a lot.
Joe Biden knows that his campaign rises and falls on his success in Nevada and South Carolina. If he doesn't win at least one of those two states, it's hard to see how his campaign continues.
Julie Pace also talks about Senator Elizabeth Warren's fiery performance.
Warren, in particular, came into this debate ready to be aggressive, ready to take some shots at her rivals. It's a real turnabout for her. She's tried to avoid that in the last several contests and really focus on her own message. But her campaign knows that she's struggling to break through as a result. So she, right from the opening minutes of this debate, was ready to go against Michael Bloomberg, but also other candidates.
The White House has denied a charge it offered Julian Assange a deal if he would agree to deny Russian involvement in Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. Here is the AP's Mike Rossia.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then-Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
Assange is being held at a British prison while fighting extradition. His full court hearing in London is due to begin next Monday. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.